A little husky huddle with seniors Nick Staska and Xander Johnson, and we're going to go back and forth with a few different topics, and you both will more or less address the same issues. And I guess first and foremost, reaction to the section championship, Nick?
It's always great to move on. We earned it this time. Last year we kind of were... we weren't really starters on the defense or on the offense particularly. So this year being a starter on defense and Xander starting on offense, it feels really good to have earned it by ourselves.
All right. And Xander, what was your initial reaction when you guys are celebrating section champs? Just what are you thinking at that point?
Well, it always feels great to win a big game, but we got to keep the low beams on and work on the next week. So the mind's always on... Well, who's next and who we're playing next game plan. So,
all right. Well, maybe I'll jump to that then. I was going to pull that in at the end here, but Keys against Chaska. So, you know, the low beams are on. Chaska is the next opponent. So, Xander, what's a key or two against Chaska?
Learning new positions for myself, basically, because I got moved to tight end, obviously, last week. And then Zach Stronsky's possibly hurt this week, so I got to fill in for his position. So, just kind of... figuring out new positions.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And turning to Nick, a little bit about Chaska or some situation there.
Well, they like to run the ball, and we like to stop the run. So I think it'll be an absolutely good game. They are supposed to be pretty big, but I think we're more disciplined and more aggressive, and we'll shut them down.
What do you, Nick, remember about U.S. Bank Stadium from last season? What's a thought or two that come to mind?
Just the size of it. I mean, it was just a huge stadium, huge arena. It was really, you had to take a minute to soak it all in because it's just giant in there, and it's really cool to play where the Super Bowl was and stuff like that.
Okay. And now, Xander, kind of along the same lines, but rather than asking about U.S. Bank, you guys get the opportunity to play at TCO, brand new facility in Eagan. What's your thought about being able to be on that field?
Well, it's cool to debut a new site to play football, and it's where the Vikings play football every single day. They practice there, and it's cool to play at the same place where you see players play on Sunday. So.
Xander, when you think about this season, and I know the goals are high when you enter the season, but when did it feel like, hey, this team can do something special again?
Probably when we beat Northfield the first time, because it's always in the back of your mind, because we didn't get to play them again last year after the loss. So knowing that we beat them, it's kind of a big step forward, but
okay,
it's on to Chaska.
All right, on to Chaska now, certainly. And again, along the same lines, but maybe a little bit different for Nick, as far as the off season, just how dedicated are you guys? What are you doing in the off season so that when these seasons roll along, here you are playing in the state tournament again?
Well, we come in a weight room Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, for 3 months in the summertime. So we're busting our butts to be ready for the season, working really hard on 7-on-7, stuff like that. So, I mean, there's plenty of stuff that we do in the off season to be ready. And I think it all helps for sure to get us prepared for big games like this. You know, just remember how hard you worked and how much time and effort you've put into it and how many hours you're putting into it for a big game like this.
I know it's a team game, but everyone across the state is talking about number 22. What makes him special and a good teammate? A word about Jason.
His composure. You know, he's a really good teammate. It's not all about him, and he doesn't make it all about him. So to have a guy like that put out the numbers and everything that he does, you know, that's awesome. But to be a good teammate as well, that makes him an even better person.
And Xander, you get to block for him, and once in a while have gotten to carry the ball too.
Yeah.
But what about that aspect of it? You play right alongside him.
You know, it's cool to know that I can make a difference for him as well, because it's obviously the whole team making a difference. If part of the O-line is failing, then he also fails, and it's just a delicate balance of everybody doing their job at the same time that makes it successful. So.
All right, and then I'll wrap up with each of you guys. Xander Johnson, a word to the fans. They're there supporting you through the hot and the cold. You've had it all this season. A word to the fans.
I appreciate the dedication coming out every Friday night, Saturday night. well, Saturday afternoon now. Hope to see see a blue out there. So.
All right, and for Nick, how about a word for the coaches who are out there freezing with you guys in Kasson here midweek for these practices, as you guys are as well, but how about a word for your coaches?
I just want to say thank you. They put countless hours in for us to give us the best game plan, prepare us the best they can, and I can't thank the coaches enough for all they do for us.
All right, Nick and Xander, thank you guys very much. Good luck.
Thank you.